With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is once again giving terror group Hamas an ultimatum.
The president said that the Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement should be canceled if Hamas doesn't release all remaining hostages by this weekend.
Saturday at 12 o'clock, and after that, I would say all hell is going to break out.
The president said he was speaking for himself and that such a decision would be up to Israel. But he warned the terrorist group, saying Hamas will find out what I mean. Greg Clugston, Washington.
FBI says it just found about 2,400 records tied to President Kennedy's assassination that were never provided to a board that was tasked with reviewing and disclosing the documents. According to Axios, the records are contained in 14,000 pages of documents the FBI found in a review triggered by President Trump's January 23rd executive order that demanded the release of all JFK assassination records. Also at SRNnews.com, an AI summit gathers in Paris.
Heads of state, top government officials, CEOs, and scientists from around 100 countries are participating in the two-day international summit. They include U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance on his first overseas trip since taking office. The summit will give many European leaders a chance to meet Vance for the first time.
The vice president meets with France's president today. Elon Musk Doge terminates a multi-million dollar virtual reality project that taught soldiers how to have difficult conversations. According to Daily Mail, the Air Force and Space Force were doling out millions for the program to help grow inclusive-minded leaders. The Education and Training Command awarded $2.3 million to create a virtual reality experience where soldiers would deal with an avatar that would help them speak and act in a DEI-friendly way. This is SRN News. President Trump adds another clergyman to his cabinet.
Scott Turner has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's an associate pastor at the Prestonwood Baptist Megachurch in Plano, Texas. Doug Collins, who was also a pastor and Air Force chaplain earlier in his career, has been installed as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The president's new ambassador to Israel is Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas and another ordained minister. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Education Department is investigating potential civil rights violations at two universities and a high school sports league that allowed men to compete on women's teams. The department's opening reviews at San Jose State University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. This action comes shortly after President Trump signed an executive order intended to ban males from competing against women in school sports. This is SRN News. The Palestinian Authority and Hamas make opposite moves in Middle East diplomacy. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has signed a decree canceling the so-called pay-for-slave program in which families of terrorists killed or captured during attacks receive cash stipends. The program prompted a number of nations, including the United States, to withhold financial aid as long as it went to support terror. Abbas has demanded that in return the United States cancel the Taylor Force Act, which prohibits the aid by the U.S. government. Hamas, meanwhile, called a halt to the ceasefire hostage release, claiming Israel has breached the deal. In a developing story, Israel was reacting to the shocking signs of abuse and torture displayed by three hostages who were repatriated. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.